Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Session Insanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know, I love to tell you that when it comes to getting engaged, stop speaking to the last tweet you saw, all right, or what some friend told you about. I mean, I've had this situation happen recently where people have approached me about things that they've heard in the news, but what news are you, what are you listening to? That's the big question. So make sure that whoever you're listening to, I've been caught a few times. I always tell you, check it out. Make sure that what we're telling you is the truth. Don't just take it as a gospel truth because Joe said it or Frank said it or John, whoever it is that you believe. Make sure that you're checking out what it is that we're talking about. Hey, later on in the show, we're going to talk about Joey B and really his trip to Europe. I don't, you know what, I really don't know what his whole goal there was. Was he trying to make us look more like buffoons so they could see who we actually chose to leave? Actually, I shouldn't say it. That's not true. We did not choose him. There is no way that the American people are that dull that they actually chose that man to be the leader. Didn't happen. Seriously. Well, today is Flag Day, and actually the thing I love the most about Flag Day, now some of you are going to laugh at me, but here's the deal. I never forget my dad's birthday because his birthday is Flag Day. So I have no excuse to forget it, number one. And number two, you know, here's a guy, you know, family of Italian immigrants, and it's his favorite day. It reminds him of, you know, his family coming over here, why they came here, what that flag represents to him, because I'm tired of hearing me, Joe, tired of hearing you people. We're always screaming about how oppressive the flag is. You know why? It's because you've never been outside this country. You've never truly been oppressed. But don't tell me about the oppression of a guy that makes $16 million a year throwing a pigskin around. I don't want to hear about that. I'll tell you what, if that's all it takes, then I'm more than happy to be oppressed at $2 million a year, if anybody's listening from the football world. But today, a day in which patriots like you and I will celebrate the fact that for over 240 years, the stars and stripes have symbolized liberty, hope, and opportunity. And see, there's part of what we miss. Now, if you sit with somebody, an immigrant, somebody who actually saw the Americans coming into their country, maybe they were a little girl, little boy, whatever, and they saw what was happening. I mean, you have to understand, my aunt always said, when they saw the Americans coming into town, they knew they were safe. That's what you hear and see on TV anymore. We're always hearing about how bad the Americans are, how bad that flag does nothing but represent oppression. Not if you were in Germany and you saw the Americans come in. Not if you were in Italy and you saw the Americans come in. Or the Poles, for that matter. A whole different animal. And the problem with the young people today, the challenge that they have, is they don't have anybody in their homes anymore that suffered through World War II. Right? I mean, there's nobody there anymore. And some of you like to email me and throw up the Vietnam War, like we're perfect, right? We make mistakes. Things go sideways. And I don't know enough about that. I haven't done enough research, but here's what I do know. I have enough family members that actually were in the Vietnam War that feel it was a senseless war to take on, for this country to take on. And I still thank them for their service. And what they came through, what they came back to was a sin. What they came back to was a shame of what we did to those guys. Seriously. I don't know if you heard, though, the New York Times editor, Mara Gay, she was extremely disturbed because there was some kind of advertising vehicle outside of the New York Times office. And it was apparently, I don't know what it was doing, but it had American flags waving on it. Too many of them. There were at least four. And I could see where that would just be overkill for somebody like her. She was disturbed at the mere sight of the American flag. Now, here's a person that I would say is a, you know, Second Amendment loving, 2A loving person. I don't know if I'd want her to have a gun. Really. Because if cloth waving in the wind upsets her, disturbs her, I don't know. Can you imagine somebody with a flag shirt on? Or wrapped in a flag? Will they stand a chance? And to add insult to injury, the New York Times doubled down on Gay's comments, claiming that she was irresponsibly taking out of context and that anyone who disagrees with her feelings is simply misinformed. See, that's what the left does. They want to pound on you because you're the idiot. Every time, it doesn't matter what your proof is, you are the fool. And, you know, we've done the numbers, we've done the stories over and over about gun violence in this country. When you look at the actual numbers, we are not the number one, as they like to say. We're down at like 27 or 28. And if you really believe that Russia and China and the rest of those places are really, honestly giving you real gun violence numbers, then, you know, the old joke, I got some swampland in New York I want to sell you. Seriously. When you listen to the far left and how they deal with this. Remember, this was a group about 8 years ago. They made a big deal of the fact that the 4th of July was a Republican holiday. Come on, let that sink in for a second. The 4th of July was a Republican holiday. So here's how I feel about it. If the 4th of July is a Republican holiday, if that means that Republicans are true patriots, that Republicans truly feel, truly love this country, are truly blessed and thank God for the beginnings of this country, then heck yeah, I'll take it as a Republican holiday. No problem. Democrats need not apply. You don't want to be there, that's fine. Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Listen, Kimberly Moran joins me, our New England connection, a whole new thing. I mean, those are true patriots at one time, not so much anymore. Some of you are still there. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Oh, come on, I'm not the only one who couldn't get Joey B out of my head during that break. Oh, God. A lot of people with no brains do an awful lot of talking. We watched it all weekend. Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Just be part of the solution. And the way that happens is you actually get real information. Don't become a victim of that last stupid tweet that went by that you think is real. Anyway, there are not aliens hiding on the other side of Jupiter. And they won't visit us because they see what we're like. That some of you old-timers know exactly what I was talking about. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Let's bring her on. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week. Help us kick the week off. Kind of bring some sanity to what's happening right here. Hey, Kimberly.
Bring some sanity. You got the wrong girl.
So, listen. Here, this should send you into orbit. I want to talk about Joey B in a second, but somebody sent me a story. I haven't had time to go through the whole thing yet, but Juan Williams is warning the American people that Republicans, ready for this, are preparing to steal the election.
What?
Yeah.
Republicans aren't even...
Vaughn Williams said on the show that there's a real undertone that the Republicans are working hard to steal this next election. He's accusing us. They've already got it figured out. We're trying to catch up.
Yeah, I mean, Democrats have been doing that for years, decades. What is he talking about? Republicans just want fair and elections that have integrity, for God's sakes. That's what the majority of Americans, including Democrats, want. It's only certain Democrats that don't want integrity in our elections. They're the ones who have been, you know, committing voter fraud and sketchy things for years.
Oh, yeah. No question about it. I mean, you and I, you've been on the show for quite some time, and I tell you what goes on here in California on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
When I work out at Republican headquarters, I'm getting these phone calls about van loads of people showing up, and pictures, too, at these, at these polling places. You know, they had it down. I don't know why they went to mail-in. It was real simple. They were really making it happen. But the reality was, you could actually see, you know, here in California, I don't know what it's like there in New Hampshire, but you can go to the polls, and you can see who's voted, who hasn't, and then make calls that supposedly you're making calls to remind people it's election day and they need to come out, do they need a ride?
Yes, yeah,
that kind of stuff. But what they tracked about two election cycles ago was there were actually vans showing up shortly after that person who checked, and people would pile out of the van and vote on several occasions.
Probably at several different places too.
Oh, go. No question about it. Now, is it the same way there in New Hampshire?
I don't know that I've ever heard of anything like that. Yes, you can make phone calls, but I don't know if you can look at who voted or not. That's probably like Republican leadership or Democrat leadership. It's not just regular people, as far as I know. So I don't know exactly how that works. I've been at the polls a gazillion times, but I never saw anything like that. Although a Democrat, and I wrote about this a while back, a Democrat in New Hampshire admitted they used to pick up union guys in Massachusetts and bring them up here to vote by a bus, on a bus.
And what was this? Was he on his deathbed?
I don't know that
he was looking to regain himself or what? I mean, why would he admit to something like that?
I don't know. I can't remember what we were... where it was, but he's not a totally bad Democrat. But yeah, he said that because it was years ago. It wasn't like any time recently.
Right.
But
so
we don't know all of the things that these people are doing. We really, really don't.
They're so good at it and quick. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Now, Williams is claiming that by the ready, and I know you're into this, so you'll know the answer here. But he claims that by changing state-level election laws in ways that he argued would be more harmful to Democrats, but yet much more beneficial to Republicans, by simply stopping the mail-in ballots unless you can verify. What would be the problem with verifying?
But they don't want any verification because they want anybody and everybody to vote. Remember, dead people only vote Democrat. They want... The reason, and this is why Democrats are so damn dumb. The reason that there's so many Republican-controlled state legislatures trying to shore up the election laws is because what Democrats did in 2020. Did mail to anybody, push ballots getting sent out even if you didn't ask for it. I mean, the 2020 election was a total sham. And Democrats made that happen.
No, I have to disagree with you because I don't know how many times you heard it. I heard it over and over again. It was the most secure election ever in United States history. Secure for the
Democrats. That's the biggest lie of any election ever.
It's beyond me. You look at what's happening in Arizona right now, and even some of the Dems have had to admit this is the most secure process they've seen. Right? This is the most transparent process they've seen. You can't push back against it, yet they're sending Democrat lawyers out there in a few other states now to get ready for this because you know they're going to find problems. They already have. They've already found thousands and thousands of problems with these ballots. And Steven Crowder, I mean, I wish somebody in the Justice Department would just do what Steven Crowder did, which is take the 300 ballots that he had there and drive out to a location where he was able to prove that there was an apartment building there that actually was torn down 8 years ago. How can those people living in the apartment building vote and not somebody not step up and go, okay, these votes don't count. End of discussion.
Yeah, they've done that in New Hampshire. Voting at places where it's basically just a flop house or like campaign headquarters. A bunch of Bernie supporters voted out of there. No, you don't live there. You're voting there Democrats know all the ways to get this stuff done, and that's why they don't want voter ID. They don't want they want the ballot harvesting. They want ballot drop boxes. I can't imagine voting by mail ever. I have did an absentee ballot once, and I filled it out at town hall and handed it to them.
Yeah, we fill it out.
I would never mail in my ballot, not in a million years.
Yeah, we fill it out in case we can't get there or something happens, but ultimately we will go to the voting booth. Here in California, you have to surrender your absentee to fill in a regular ballot.
Right.
But you do it at the voting booth, you know. So it's
it is
a process. But, you know, again, you get down to it and you look at how they're sending these things out there. They're not checking them. A close friend of mine here in California who actually was watching, they call it curing the ballots. So they were recounting the ballots, they were curing the ballots. He said, Joe, first of all, they were going by too far to check and too fast to check. And when you saw them, some of those signatures weren't even close. And they were letting them through.
Of course not.
Okay. Hey, got to go for a break. Joe Mussini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is delivering remarks in Brussels. He's in the capital of Belgium meeting with other world leaders at the NATO summit.
I had the honor of leading off the discussion, and I pointed out that we're facing a once-in-a-century global health crisis. At the same time, the democratic values that undergird our alliance are under increasing pressure. Russia and China are both seeking to drive a wedge in our transatlantic solidarity, but our alliance is a strong foundation.
A firefighter is being treated for minor injuries after a massive explosion at a chemical plant in Illinois. Rockton Fire Chief Kirk Wilson saying about 70 employees safely escaped the facility before crews arrived. A mandatory evacuation order was issued as the fire continues to burn at the ChemTool Incorporated plant just north of Rockford. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and
we are back. You're listening to Real Time of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Or look, there's a million ways. You can sign up for the newsletter. It goes out once a week, and even that I forget to send out from time to time. Or you can text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222 to get a show notice as well. Let me bring it back on. Always enjoy my time with her. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week, kind of kick the week off, kind of bring some sanity. Well, try to bring some sanity to the week. How you doing, Kimberly?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You know, it still bugs me to no end. You know, I'm a Massachusetts boy, and I don't like to talk about it that much. It just gives me a twitch. They've got so far away from reality. I mean, think about it. Think about what that state used to stand for, what Boston used to stand for, the Patriots that lived there and died there for us to be the jackwagons that we are today. It's just amazing to me.
Wait a minute. Say that last part again.
It's amazing to me that you think of it. That's where it all started, right? I mean, in essence, it all started there in Boston. It all started the freedom fight, the fighting back, the pushing back. Can you imagine what that would be like today?
I'm curious, and I really don't know the history. When did all these states, you know, the blue states, when did they turn so bad? Like, when did that start happening? Because most of the states like that
switch sides or something. And did you buy? Remember that?
Yeah, that's what the lefties like to say. But it's weird to me. You know, it's like red states are typically solid red, right? Well, New Hampshire used to be solid red.
Yeah.
From what I understand.
Yep.
Back Maine used to be solid red.
Back in the 70s, it didn't seem as bad. Like,
right.
Somebody just sent me something that said if Facebook existed in 1776, when Paul Revere was screaming the British are coming, they would have put up a sign and said, well, not all the British, only the British Army, so this is partly false.
Right? I've seen that.
Oh, my
definitely,
God.
Definitely.
It's all true, though.
Yeah, definitely. Fact check it. Sorry, yeah. I'm at a loss for words today.
Well, you know, they are working overtime to protect Joey B right now. I mean, they're working overtime to cover his gaffes, to cover the mistakes that he makes and all of that. You could tell he was visibly confused, right? Joey B was tired. He was mixing up words. But this was a lot of brain power for him to use up, you know, all in a couple of days. And he doesn't have that much to begin with.
Right.
You know?
I'm surprised he even took it. Well, he only took five questions. I'm surprised he even took that many. Yeah, and I did watch part of it, and it was painful watching him sort of look for the words.
Yeah, he had quite a few long pauses on very simple, what should have been simple responses.
Yep.
Which I find interesting. The other thing, you know, people make it a big deal out of it, and at first I didn't think of it, but then to watch Joe get up at the very end, wait till everybody moved along. I mean, you had, who was the guy from Canada?
Justin Trudeau.
He was at the front of the line. What is he doing at the front of the line? He should have been the guy with the broom in the back of the line.
So, I pulled up this tweet. I wanted to talk about this because we're talking about it. Macron said something to Pool reporters, you know, during this whole thing. And he said, it's great to have the U.S. president part of the club.
Ooh.
Which is everything anti-American. It's not something we want. It means, once again, America will be last. They didn't like Trump because Trump would tell them to piss off. You know, they didn't like him because he wasn't part of their club and he wasn't going to go along and screw over Americans like they all do.
On a regular basis.
On a regular basis.
There's no shame.
Nope.
Right? But Kimberly, we have to get along with everybody. We're all part of the planet. It's this big, beautiful marble out there. And if we don't get along, you know, we're gonna burn up the air that we have, aren't we?
You know what? I don't care about other places. I only care about my country. How's that? And I certainly don't care about the climate cult.
No,
the climate cult can kiss my butt.
They don't care. You know, it's like the climate accord that they were talking about. Nobody's actually looked down to the details of it. And frankly, you know, when you've got two of the biggest polluters that don't have to engage until, what was it, 2050 or 2035 or something like that?
Meanwhile, they'll be way in advance of all production and all kinds of stuff while the rest of us are all suffering.
Yeah.
I don't understand why these morons believe this climate cult. I don't get it. I just don't get it. There's contrary evidence. A lot of the stuff they have said has been lies, provable lies, over decades, not just a month or two. It's been over decades.
Well,
that they've been proven to be false or actually outright lie. I don't get it. I don't understand what's wrong with people.
We do the show every year on, they call it Earth Day, I call it Evergreen Day, whatever you want. I mean, they have so many nice names for it. But the reality is that when you go back to the very first one, the very first Earth Day, you start going down the list of all the predictions they made, not a one has come true. And I said,
didn't
you know,
the Earth Day founder kill his girlfriend?
Well, he killed his girlfriend, right? Apparently she was sucking up too much oxygen. She was afraid she was gonna shorten the life of the Earth or something. I don't know, but there's a guy you want to watch. You want to hold up in high esteem, isn't it?
Right.
God bless.
Yeah, it's just damaging. It's power for these people. Plus, they get to spread our money out to their buddies. It's big bucks. Just like this COVID cult is going to be big cash. Just like poverty is big business. When you get government involved, they don't fix anything, they waste money, and they lie.
Well, I was at the local supermarket today. Catch this. Not only, I don't know if they do this in New Hampshire, but the supermarket employees get what's called combat pay, okay? Hero pay, sorry. And so they're getting, I think it was $5 extra an hour for coming to work while COVID was happening. And the young man at the checkout counter today told me that they also were bonused $100 each when they could prove they got a shot, the COVID shot. So to your point, I mean, yeah, the money in COVID has already well surpassed anything that the climate creeps have come up with.
Yeah, and it's not going to stop. Oh, now they're saying a new deviant or variant is coming out. Shut up.
Yeah, but are we going to be able to call it like the London variant and the Spanish variant and the... long as we don't call it the Chinese.
Well, they were calling it Brazil. There was a variant in Brazil they were calling the Brazil variant, weren't they?
Yeah.
You just can't point out that China's the one who sent it to us. There's a new book that's coming out, too. I just saw something. I might actually buy it because I probably know a bunch of this stuff already because I never bought into their cult. By a Sky News Network, I think. I don't know if she works there or she's an author and it's in Australia. And she found all kinds of proof. I mean, they've been lying. Our own people have been lying. We know that, right?
Right.
They did have bats in the lab. They, you know, everything that they said they didn't do, the guy we sent over to investigate the Wuhan lab lied. Lied to our faces. And the gain-of-function research, they've been lying about that, too. Fauci lied about that, too.
Yeah, but who's this is the same argument I had for years under Obama when people say, you know, he broke the law, he lied about this, he didn't do that, or what have you. Who's going to put the man in handcuffs? Who's going to drag him
Nobody.
Out? Right.
Nobody. If it was you or me, we would already be in prison.
Well, you
say this all the time. How many times have we said that on this show?
Yeah. SWAT would be at your house at 4:30 in the morning, right?
Yeah.
Breaking down the place.
Regular people go to prison for the same crimes that politicians and bureaucrats commit. They get away with it. Comey should be in prison. Eric Holder should be in prison, all for lying under, just for lying under oath to Congress.
Yeah, but what about her Highness Hillary Clinton?
Oh, the suicider? Yeah, she should be too.
Did you hear the story about the fellow, the journalist who exposed what happened on the tarmac between, you know, Clinton and the AG? Was found dead this weekend?
Yeah, he suddenly... died. Yeah, mm-hmm.
We'll talk a little bit about that the other side of the break. Show me your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Isn't that just like a wop brings a knife to a gunfight?
Do 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 do.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Let me just bring her on. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with us, kicking us off and getting us rolling. Kimberly, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
All right. From the halls of crazy again, you know what's going to happen, right? People are going to say we're nuts, but the reporter who broke the story of the Clinton-Lynch tarmac meeting has been found dead at 45 years old. He was a news anchor for ABC in Birmingham. Ah, close to home for the other ones. Mm-hmm. Now, the police department, they're looking into it as a suicide, although they can't tell you what points to a suicide. They just—I guess they're waiting for the dossier from the Clinton Foundation to find out why it's a suicide, don't you think?
Yeah, didn't he just write a book too? Did the guy write a book about it?
I think he did. You might be right. I don't know. I'd have to look.
I'm gonna look real quick.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even imagine. So he—you know—this guy's got a family and friends. The people around him never thought of him as being depressed.
He did write a book on that.
Did he?
Yep.
Oh, there you go.
Secret on the Tarmac, Inside the Clandestine Tarmac Meeting of whatever. I can't read the rest of it. Oh, yeah.
And the subtitle will be, the subtitle of all these books now should be, And No, I Didn't Kill Myself.
Right?
Right? I know, it sounds terrible, but what else are you supposed to think? the list of people that have died that were directly connected to the Clintons, but not connected in a good way, you know, exposed something or had information or what have you, the list is suspect, is it not?
Oh, my God, yeah. When I first started looking into that, when she was running, like, you know, before that even, the list is bigger than most people even know about.
Oh, yeah, that's why I was joking with you. I said, is this like number 36? What number is this?
Yeah, they you know, everybody knows about Vince Foster, and I forget who else. There's a few more. That's really...
Well, don't forget
it. It is kind of...
Who didn't kill himself, but killed himself.
Right. But seriously, it can't be coincidental.
No.
It's too many to be coincidental. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, people think that you go looking for this stuff and you're looking for the conspiracy, so you're making stuff up as you go. But, you know, even some of the people that have died by accident, okay, the motorcycle rider, the damage that when you saw the pictures of the motorcycle after, two things. The damage that was done to the motorcycle is not consistent with somebody who was driving too fast, you know, and hit the side of a tractor trailer. You know what I'm saying? It just didn't make any sense. And the way the body was mangled, again, didn't make any sense. So, and these are for forensic doctors and what have you that have gone through the list afterward. It's almost funny how this is an argument. I won't say an argument. This is a heated discussion I just had with a friend of mine of color, which is on the left side. And when we were talking, I said, so let me see if I get this straight. Every conservative black person has wrong, has been bullpucking in some way, shape, manner, or form, or is just too ignorant to figure it out themselves. But every person on the left of color has got it 100% right on when they talk about racism and all of that, correct?
And what'd she say?
They had absolutely no response. I said, we are such a racist country. Let me tell you what, that we elected Barack Obama twice, although I still can't figure out how, but we elected him twice, and he got a majority of the white vote. That's how much of a racist country we are. But apparently, I'm too ignorant to understand what the word racist means.
So I started to look into critical race theory a little bit more, you know, its origins, et cetera.
Right.
And it was created by a bunch of Marxists.
Yep.
Of course. But I started looking into it. I'm like, it has been going on since the 70s. There's no books that they give to, like, the students in, like, classes. But they're trying to weave the theory into the education in the classrooms across the country. And people are calling it CRT or critical race theory, but there's other stuff that they've already been doing and pushing inside the classrooms, as you probably know.
Oh, yeah. I get it from the parents all the time. I get calls or what have you from the parents who will tell me, you know, did you see this picture? Did you see this was going on? I sent you a picture of this or whatever. And it's just amazing. I say, look, bring it up with the principal first. And every one of them say the same thing. They're afraid of retaliation, but until this thing starts to break, until this thing starts to fall like an avalanche, we're not going to be able to fix it. And you know, frankly, if any of you are listening out there and you're trying to deal with a school board member, or you're even dealing with me, I can't help you if I can't. At some point, we have to tell them who's telling us this stuff. I mean, I don't. When you tell me not to, I just don't. I won't go down that road with staff. But the bottom line is, until we see those 200 parents in a room holding up pictures of what these teachers have on the walls behind them or telling the kids to do, you won't win.
You notice that's happening more and more now around the country, though, right?
Where the parents are coming out at the school board meetings.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, it's about time.
I like that woman from New York. Was she New York?
Sound like
which
she one?
Was New York. She was the one, she was she had a Muslim and a Christian household. And she was ripping them up because, you know, the stuff that they were teaching the kids about the different religions, the different colors, and what have you. So, what do you try to divide my house? You know, she was a short little black-haired woman, and she was letting them have it. And one of them said, well, we don't get paid for this. She goes, oh, so you're a volunteer. But it's still my money to pay for those chairs you're sitting in, and the lights that you have on, and the air conditioner in the room. I mean, she didn't miss a step. She just kept going. I want to see that happen more and more.
Sorry. I don't have COVID.
I don't care. You're in the wrong room. Doesn't make a difference to me.
Yeah, right. Did you see a black woman just spoke up against critical race theory?
Yep.
She was brilliant.
Yep.
She was really, really good.
No, I agree with you.
North Carolina? Can't remember.
But there's more and more coming up. What about the Asian woman, the Chinese woman, matter of fact? She came up and said, this is exactly what they did to us. This is exactly how they handle. I mean, you're seeing them finally start to come forward and say, think about this. They're so afraid of what they're seeing that they're now willing to put their faces and their names out there to fix it.
Right. Because, and this is what parents need to do is, you know, get into, if it needs to be on social media, some kind of private group or get on, you know, an email list going or something so you can help each other. Because one parent alone isn't going to do it. But if you get that whole group, and I know we talk about this all the time, we encourage people to do this. It's the only way you're going to fight against these people is if a ton of you show up and say no.
No, the worst thing we can have is 200 people in a room mad at us. And I always say, the left is great at coming in at yelling and screaming. The right, not so much. And I told you a couple of weeks ago at one of my meetings, when we were making a decision or something, a woman came in, and she started talking about how offended she was at, you know, us bunch of racists up there, yada, 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 yada. And I finally had enough when she was done. I looked right back at her, and I said, you know what? I'm offended. I'm offended that you come in here, you start calling us racist on a decision that was made by another board 50 years ago, number one. And number two is you've given us nothing but emotion to work off of. You know, so, and to blanketly call us all racist, not even knowing anything about us, our families, or anything else, it's ignorance at its finest.
Yep.
Although, you want to know something? You saw none of that in the paper. They didn't write about any of it. The only was an online lefty blog on Facebook that said that I had gone all political. Ready? I've gone all political on the people in the audience. There weren't people in the audience. There was one person at the podium.
Oh, my God.
I love it. I think it's hilarious. They got nothing.
What?
I said they got nothing. That's why they do that. They got nothing.
Oh, that's it. Right. They have nothing. And I'm seeing it more and more, which makes me happy because we are seeing it more and more. I mean, I'm sure you heard about what happened at the prom in my school district.
No. Well, go ahead. Say it again. You got a couple of minutes.
They marked kids who hadn't been vaccinated with Sharpies. And every three songs, all the kids who had the marks on them had to raise their hands.
Every third song.
Yeah, something along those lines.
Wow.
And also, there was a list of the kids. They were numbered. There was a list of their names, who wasn't vaccinated, and somehow some random parent saw that. It wasn't even like it was private. Oh, yeah. Big, big. Oh, parents are not happy.
And
parents didn't know about this.
They put numbers on kids' hands?
Yes.
Wow. You know where that happened, don't you?
Yeah. And then in Massachusetts, they're telling kids, another school district is telling kids, you know what? You know, report any of your peers if you seek any kind of bias.
Wow.
Do these people not understand what it is they're creating?
They don't exactly.
That they're repeating history?
I'm tired of covering for them from a standpoint of saying, you know, I don't think they realize. Well, they know exactly what they're doing. Okay?
Yeah.
And again, as Horowitz keeps telling me, he gets mad at me when I have him on the show, he says, stop calling them Democrats. They're communists.
They're leftists, yeah. Yep.
All right, quick, where do people find you?
GritAcross.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
All right, cool. Always appreciate your time with me. Joe Messina, your host. Dr. B of Diagnosing America coming up next. Don't go far, because we all need that kind of help. I know we do.